Good morning and welcome.
Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee, I'm Paula Clark of the Department of Environmental Protection, and I'm speaking this morning neither for nor against LD 1639. In 2020, the Maine legislature passed PL 2019, Chapter 619, that in part revised the statutory definition of waste that is generated within the state. The law provides that under a set of established standards, residues generated by recycling, incineration, and processing facilities located in Maine are considered to be Maine-generated waste, regardless of whether the waste recycled, incinerated, or processed by those facilities was initially generated within or outside of the state. LD 1639 proposes to add a standard to that list that would require that the weight of the residue disposed of by that facility at a solid waste landfill does not exceed the weight of the solid waste initially generated within the state that was recycled, incinerated, or processed by that facility during its annual reporting period. The bill also proposes to eliminate an exception in current law to the recycling standard for waste processing facilities and to add an environmental justice provision to the statutory standards for public benefit determinations for new or expanded solid waste disposal facilities. Prior to 2020, Maine law provided that waste that is generated within the state included residue and bypass generated by incineration, processing, and recycling facilities within the state, or waste whether generated within the state or outside of the state, if it is used for daily cover, frost protection, or stability, or is generated within 30 miles of the solid waste disposal facility. In part, this language addressed the inherent problem, particularly in the case of Maine incinerators, of attempting to identify and potentially segregate residues, such as ash, that had been generated through the incineration or processing in Maine of waste that originated in another state, and also took into account such issues as the seasonal fluctuations in the volumes of out-of-state generated waste accepted by Maine incinerators. The significance of classifying waste as generated within the state is that by law, the solid waste disposal facility owned by the state may not be licensed to accept waste that is not generated in Maine. Juniper Ridge Landfill in Old Town is currently the single operating state-owned facility. Further, statute requires that any other publicly owned solid waste landfill that proposes to accept waste that is not generated within the state first obtain a determination of public benefit pursuant to the law. Maine law requires that a solid waste processing facility that generates residue requiring disposal recycle or process into fuel for combustion all waste accepted at the facility to the maximum extent practicable, but in no case at a rate less than 50%. At the time of statutory enactment, recycle in this context included the use of processing residue as shaping, grading, or alternative daily cover materials at landfills. The intent of the legislation was to maximize recycling and to minimize the volume of processing residues disposed in landfills. This law passed in 2008 at a time when the production of biomass boiler fuel derived from CDD drove the operations of CDD processing facilities. The department promulgated rules to implement the recycling requirement with the expectation that recycling rates at processing facilities would increase over time. Since then, demand for CDD residue as a boiler fuel has declined, while volumes of CDD generated have not. Legislation considered during previous legislative sessions highlighted concerns regarding the volume of post-processing residue that is ultimately shipped from CDD processing facilities to a landfill for disposal or use, as compared to the total volume of waste accepted for processing. In 2020, 259,000 tons of CDD waste was received by CDD processing facilities in Maine, 2,003,000 tons of which originated out of state. 473 tons of CDD fuel was produced. 8,061 tons of CDD fuel was used in manufacturing, and 5,400 tons of metal was recovered from for recycling. The remainder was disposed or placed in state-owned Juniper Ridge landfill in Old Town. The department does not have quality assured data for all 2020 solid waste volumes at this time, but we are aware that significantly more CDD processing facility residue was used as bulking material to facilitate the landfilling of wastewater treatment plant sludge than in prior years due to new restrictions on land spreading. The department's 2019 update to the Solid Waste Management and Recycling Plan identified several issues for further evaluation related to the processing, use, and disposal of CDD residues originating from out-of-state generated CDD. Based upon this evaluation, the department developed language for inclusion in LD 112. Ultimately, this topic was carried over to the second regular session of the 129th legislature and was addressed in LD 401. The resulting statute revised the definition of waste that is generated within the state, providing in part that residue generated by an incineration or recycling facility located in Maine, regardless of whether the waste incinerated or processed by that facility was initially generated within or outside the state, continued to be considered waste generated within the state. Further, it narrowed and revised the circumstances under which waste processing residue may be used for various operational purposes at a landfill and still be considered waste generated within the state. The law requires that the use of this waste be consistent with the statutory provisions requiring waste processing facilities to recycle to the maximum extent practicable, but in no case at a rate less than 50%, and further requires that at least 50% of the waste that a solid waste processing facility characterizes as recycled must have been reused or recycled by the facility through methods other than placement in a landfill. That is 50% of the 50% recycled. There is an exception in current law that provides that a processing facility that was in operation during calendar year 2018 that accepts exclusively CDD and that accepted more than 200,000 tons of such waste in calendar 2018 is required to recycle 15% rather than 50% through methods other than placement in a landfill by January 1, 2022, and 20% by January 1, 2023. One CDD processing facility qualifies for this exception, which was made in view of planned facility modifications that are now underway to increase recycling at that facility, and recognizing that the department may recommend further measures in the 2024 five-year update to the state's waste management plan. In January 2020, the department received a petition to require agency rulemaking. The petition requested specific amendments to the Maine Solid Waste Management Rules to clarify requirements by ensuring that the definition of waste that is generated within the state accurately describes the sources of waste materials disposed in the state, and by requiring public benefit determinations to include consideration of the impacts on health and welfare, environmental justice, and equal protections for communities where waste facilities operate. In January 2021, the Board of Environmental Protection adopted revisions to the Solid Waste Management Rules. The board did not adopt the definition of waste that is generated within the state proposed in the petition because it was not consistent with the current statutory definition. The board did, however, adopt language to include environmental justice as a consideration in the public benefit determination process. And I would add also that within that rulemaking, the board also adopted in rule in Chapter 400, a definition of environmental justice And I'd be happy to provide that for your consideration if you'd like. Thank you for the opportunity to provide comment this morning. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions this morning for Paula Clark from the DEP? I would love that definition at some point.
I will send that along.
Thank you. Any questions? Yes, Representative Tucker.
I noticed you mentioned that the rules regarding the percentage in the exception, you are now requiring 15% of that particular company, a limit on that amount to go to the landfill, right?
Yeah, that percentage, 15% by January 1 of 2022. So that percentage is not required yet. It will be next January. And that percentage is the percentage of material that is considered to be recycled that must be by the processing facility that is considered to be recycled, that must be managed. The 20% is the limit on the amount that can be managed in a landfill setting. Mm-hmm. So those percentages were included for that one facility, and it is January 1, 2022, 15%, and the following year in 23, 20%. And that is the amount that must be managed through a method other than placement in the landfill by those dates.
Okay, so the current statute is moving in the direction of clamping down on the amount that goes to the landfill year by year.
Yeah, and as I recall the conversation when this statutory language was considered by the committee and was ultimately passed, the conversation was around the fact that these percentages moved in the direction of increasing the amount of recycling outside of a landfill setting that this facility was accomplishing.
And the current bill would go immediately to 50%.
That's correct.
Now, in the way you administer the environmental laws, how much weight does the department give to stability and predictability of rules so that there can be planning when changes involve millions of dollars of investments and energy and long-term planning?
When the department promulgates rules, we're certainly mindful of those considerations. We think about the businesses and industries that might be impacted in particular, and we attempt to consider potential impacts that they put forward during rulemakings and try to consider how those should be dealt with in an appropriate way.
One of the arguments made by many in the waste community is that the legislature set one set of rules in 2019 that they were adjusting to and investing a lot of money in, and then we're changing the rules immediately the next year. Is there any validity to that argument?
I think that you would need to hear directly from the company on their perspective. I am aware, we've had conversations with them about the modifications that they are making to their facility and the investment that they've made to do that.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else on the committee have a question or a question into a comment for the DEP? All right. Not seeing any. Thank you so much for joining us, Paula Clark. And next up is Sarah Nichols.